I have something that's kind of more like a Bible study on health. I need your prayers. So, according to some of the scriptures, maybe it would help us to read these scriptures. I've studied a lot about it. I have a lot of books at home, and there's so many different ideas about health and nutrition. But I do believe that the Lord wants us to try to take care of our body, not only keep it from sin, but I believe He wants us to try to take care of our health. I believe God wants us to be temperate in all things, and that includes food. So I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. It says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." You know, God gave us a wonderful body. He gave us a working organs. You know, we have the heart, we have the all the organs, the brain, everything that God gave us. And we have to have food every day. We have to have water. We have to have things that will operate to keep our bodies going. We will die without it. At the same time, we want the Lord to help us to understand. We're living in a world of so many temptations along this line. And I tell you, when I go to the grocery store, I see so much that's not good for you to eat. And so we want to read some scriptures here. I'd like to read Romans 14 also in 2 and 3, because I want to establish something very clearly, that we're not judging anybody about the way they eat and drink. And I don't want anyone judging me about it. But I want to read Romans 14, and it says here, 2 and 3, "For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." I want to read some of these scriptures because we want to make sure that we understand that, because we don't want to be finding fault with one another. And that's not what the message is for, is to find fault with one another. But 1 Corinthians 8 and 8 says, "But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse." We know that the Catholic Church on Fridays would only eat fish. I mean, they would say you can't eat meat, abstain from that. And that was supposed to get them in more favor with God, more holy. We know that that's really not the case. And so according to that scripture, that's what that means. I want to also read 1 Timothy 4 and 3 and 5 before I read some of these other scriptures, because we have so many people that will argue, well, you can just pray over everything you eat and God will take care of it. Well, I don't know about that. I'm just thinking, if we deliberately eat things that we know that's not good for us, I believe God will help us and we pray over it. But at the same time, God's gave us knowledge and understanding, and He wants us to be careful. And if we deliberately take, and I'm not saying food, but some foods can almost be poisonous, because they're so bad if you continually just to glut on it. But, you know, if you would just take poison in your system or take something deliberately and say, well, Lord, I just ask you to bless this now. I know it's not good for me, but I'm going to take it in and I want you to bless it. I'm going to eat this candy bar, or I'm going to drink this bottle of pop, and I can read on the ingredients that it's just full of whatever. Let's read it. nothing good for me. But I'm going to drink it, and I want you to bless this. Now, to me, it also says in the Bible, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt respect God. And so, you know, I just can't see that altogether. So I want us to be temperate in that. And 1 Timothy 4 and 3 and 5 through 5 says, forbidding to marry, this is talking about the Catholic Church, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Okay, some people have the argument, well, I'm going to pray over this, and the Lord's going to bless it. But I also wanted to note, we're going to study in the Old Testament, and some people say, now, I'll tell you how Christmas time, I eat some ham. But I don't just, all through the year, eat a lot of pork. And the reason why is because I feel like in the Old Testament, the Lord taught that was one thing, that swine. And not only that it was in the Old Testament, but the health, the people that study nutrition and teach nutrition today teach that it's not good for you. It breaks down your immune system. They said cancer research has shown that this will break down your immune system. A lot of it. Occasionally, maybe it won't hurt you. Occasionally, I eat it, but on a regular diet of it, just eat a lot of that. It could cause you to get some kind of disease. So I wanted to read that. And I want the Lord to help us tonight, because I really feel like we can destroy our body. We can destroy our body by the way we live. I look at people sometimes in sin, and I see them, they've taken drugs, they've smoked cigarettes a lot of their life, and they're hacking and they're coughing, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, how many years have you smoked those cigarettes? Oh, 30, 40 years. Well, you have lung cancer because you have destroyed your body by smoking those cigarettes. Well, you say, well, that's cigarettes. But, okay, you look at alcoholics, people that drink a lot of liquor and alcohol, they destroy their liver. It's a proven fact. That's how come they're destroying their self. And people can destroy yourself by overeating too much of the wrong things. Not even overeating, just eating the wrong things that's harming you. And you're deliberately harming your own self, and you're putting yourself in an early grave because you are just overeating. And I know this is a touchy subject, but it's something good for us. It really is good for us. And it's also good for us to think about it, because, I mean, I really, really believe that I'm troubled, because I have seen it. I have seen it with people. I have seen people that for breakfast, even among the saints during the camp meeting, there wasn't anyone here. It was someone visiting. But they said, I overheard what they were saying to someone, and they said for breakfast they had a donut and a bottle of pop. And I just thought, how can they be healthy? How can they feed their body? It's not that occasionally, you know, I might have a donut maybe twice a year or something, right? I'm not saying you can't have a donut. You know, be balanced about it. Or you can't, you know. And normally I don't drink pop on a regular basis, but like say maybe during Christmas or something, you might have some Sprite or something, or a punch or something. I'm not saying, like I read these scriptures, you have to be balanced about it. But if you do this on a regular, everyday basis, you're going to destroy your body. And if you don't care, if you don't care, well, but then, you know, I see so many saints coming up to get prayed for, and they have this ailment, and they have that ailment, and I wonder, not always is it because we get sick because we eat right. We can do everything right and still get sick, and I'm leaving room for that. I mean, I could get sick. Anybody can get sick. But if you do every single thing possibly that you can to do the right thing, and then you get sick, you can have confidence with God. You can go to Him and say, Lord, I have tried to live right. Just like when you abstain from sin and you go to God with confidence and say, Lord, I'm in trouble, I need your help. The same with your body. If you say, Lord, I have tried to eat right, I have done the right thing, now I'm in trouble. But if you go to God, God may point out to you that you need to lay aside. He did me years ago. I went to Him, I wasn't feeling good, and He told me, He said, are you willing to give up that Pepsi Cola? I drank it. Since I had been a child, I loved it. I loved it, and I gave it up. I don't know, this has been 15 or 20 years ago. Just quit it. I asked the Lord to give me grace and give it up. And you say, well, Pepsi Cola, that's not sin, but it did me good. It did me a lot of good. The Lord started pointing out things to me that I could lay aside to get better health, and it really works. It really works. It really makes you feel better. And as long as you're going to live, you want to feel good. You know, why would we want to live in a body that is tormenting us and hurting us? We want to do everything we can to feel good. And some of it is in our control. You know, God does not feed you every day. You do it. I do it. We feed ourselves every day. We cannot blame God. If we don't feel good, if we feed our body continually the wrong thing, we need to ask the Lord to help us. Ask the Lord to help us, because it's a very big temptation. It's a temptation for me. A food is a temptation for everyone. I mean, I don't think there's anyone. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I believe I am. It's part of something we have to face every single day. Every single day we have to make a choice what we're going to eat. It's one of the big things of our flesh. And that's why, you know, people are, you know, no, I cannot, and I'm going to give this message out and you can do whatever you want with it. I'm not going to be the police department watching what you eat. That's up to you. I don't know what you eat. You don't know what I eat. I don't want people watching me. You know, we're free. We're free. We're not in bondage. If I go in there during camp meeting, you see me eat a piece of cake, I don't want you tapping me on the shoulder and saying, oh, you're eating a piece of cake. You know, we're not under bondage in this. This message is for encouragement. This message is to help us to get better health. That's all it is. It's not, we are at liberty. We're at free. If you go to Brahms and you see me there and you're eating ice cream, you know, don't feel, you know, I eat ice cream sometimes, but I don't eat it on a regular basis. I hardly ever eat. I'm not, ice cream isn't one of my weaknesses, really. You know, potato chips is, okay? I buy the single bags, you know, so I know how much I'm eating when I do eat it, and I have to watch it. It's a red light food. I have to watch that. But people can kill themselves just eating all this, what they call, quote, junk food. Well, even in the junk food area, you can still buy potato chips that are light salted. You can buy things that are like, and you got to watch the stuff about this. I forgot the name of it. It starts with O. It's supposed to be a fat-free potato chip, and that will destroy your, it's bad for your liver, I believe it is. And there's a warning on there. And this is all I'm teaching this is for us to be careful, because we can just think, well, fat-free things is good for us. It's not. There's a lot of it that's not good for you. It'd be better for you to eat the real butter, the real stuff, and just be temperate in it. Because a lot of this stuff is just, it's terrible for our arteries. And people having heart problems, we got to get the blood flowing through our arteries, you know. And we got to be careful we don't clog them up by the way we're eating. So let's read some more scriptures here. I believe I kind of established that because I wanted everyone to. But let's read over here about Daniel. And I think everybody's heard that about Daniel. I want to read that. May the Lord help us. I knew this wouldn't be easy to teach, but I feel like God wants me to do it. It's been on my heart for a long time. the Lord can help us to get some good out of this. And Daniel 1, you know, when the Lord began to talk to me, and it's been several years, and I'll have to say I'm not perfect in it, but I do practice what I preach. About the, I'm really try my very best to listen to God and not be in bondage to it, but I really try to be careful. And because I realize that you feel so much better when you're careful. And that's why I want to share it with you. But 1 Daniel 1 and 5 says, "And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were," and it tells the different ones, it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, that's the names they gave them. And it goes on to say, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Now, when you study this out, one reason they would offer sometimes this meat to idols. Also, they might offer him swine. It was against the at that time to eat. Like I said, now you could sit down. I believe you could pray over him, and you know, God willing, he would bless it. If you can eat it too much, I don't know. From what I've studied about it, there is just, well, I wouldn't go into it right now, but this is not good. I think about in the Old Testament, I mean, in the Bible, how that the Lord sent all those devils into the swine. He didn't send them into the cows. I mean, it really makes you think about things if you think about it a little bit. I just really don't think, and I tell you, I love bacon. Bacon tastes so good. I mean, you know, I occasionally eat a little bit of it, but when the family has it and it's there and it smells so good and it's tempting. But most of the time I really just think, I know this. I have a book at home that says, bacon is one of the worst things you can eat. And I've read that and it says, say no to bacon. And every time I see bacon and it smells so good, I think about that book and I eat about maybe one slice of it or a half a slice. I really try not to eat much of it, even though I love it. I could sit down and eat 12 pieces. Probably, maybe not that many, but maybe at least 5 or 6. You know, I mean, I love the smell of bacon. It's not, but it's just got to remember that it is not good for you. You've got to try to listen to God, listen to what He's saying. And anyway, Daniel says here he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. There were several reasons. If you study that out, it was because maybe this meat would be, and also that he knew it wasn't good for him, but he was afraid they might offer him swine. He would get in trouble there, or it might be some meat that they had blessed an idol, worshiping an idol over it, and then give it to them. And so he had to abstain from that. And it says here, and it goes on to say that he asked them, he said, I don't want to do that, and basically what he said. And then the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Belzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Now, I often wonder what pulse was, and I looked it up, and it's pulse is peas, lentils, fruit, and herbs. That's what pulse is, and water. That's what they ate for 10 days. Could you do that? Could I do that? What did I mean? Could I eat that way for 10 days? I think we could do it. We could all do it. It might be a little hard on the flesh. It might be a little difficult. But they did it. That's what they ate. And we have such a bigger variety now to eat healthy. I mean, there's all kinds of fruits and vegetables and good things that we can eat. And really, it's kind of exciting. I mean, since I've kind of changed my way of thinking, years ago, and even lately even stronger, trying to think about, and you try something new that's healthy, and you found out, you thought, well, just like an avocado. I used to think I didn't like them. And then you hear that an avocado is fattening. An avocado has the good fat that we need. And you do need some fat, and it has the good fat that you need. And I read in a health book, and I tried it, and I took the avocado, and it said, if you've never had an avocado and a tomato sandwich, you don't have to raise your hand, but if you never have, try it. It is delicious. It is so good. An avocado and tomato. This was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I read this book. So I went out, I got this avocado, I got this tomato, and I tried the sandwich. And I thought, that is so good. That is so. We don't have to always go for this bologna and this lunch meat and all this sodium nitrate that's in it. Read what's in this stuff. And this, you don't know, you know, what is in some of this stuff. They said these hot dogs, and everybody likes hot dogs, but I'm telling you, they're really not good for you. And even if you're going to get it, get the very best you can. Get the turkey and get the best you can, okay? If you're going to have it. Sometimes we just have to have it. Something's going on and everyone wants hot dogs, so okay. If you have to eat one, try to do that. And then that's where I believe when you can pray over and God will help. Because God knows. And another thing, sometimes you're at someone's house and they're serving you something. Now I'm going to tell you a story, and Tammy was with me. We were invited to a house, and it was, I don't think I'd offend anybody here, they were from India. And they invited us, they bought one of our houses, and they invited us to dinner, to the open house. I'm telling you, it was so hard to eat that food. It was awful for me. And I'm not hurting them, because, you know, but I'm telling you, it was the worst meal I think I ever ate. At the end of it, I just thought, oh God, I can't take any more. But I was eating it, and I prayed over it because I did want to thin them. And about the time when I was eating this food, when I thought that I can't take any more, the lady says, would you like a glass of buttermilk? Oh, no. I said, oh, no, please, Lord. Help them not to make me drink this buttermilk. I just can't take it out. I thought, you know what would happen to me. But they didn't force it on me. I said, oh, please, no, that's okay. Thank you very much. But I'm just so full, I don't need any more. But, you know, it was just, it was really a hard thing to go through. But there is, I believe that's the time we need to be gracious and do the best we can. Because they were so happy about their food, and they had worked so hard, and they thought they were really entertaining us, you know. And they were just, about the time I ate it up, they were putting more on my plate. And I'm thinking, they think I like you, so they're giving me more. But you know, the Lord helped us through that. And that's the time I believe we can pray, and I had no idea what all was in that food, but that the Lord blessed it. He knew that we were in a situation, and the Lord blessed that food. May the Lord help us. But you know, it says here, Daniel says, give me 10 days. And so it said that they ate this pulse, which was peas. And I'll tell you something. If you ever try this, it is so good. If you ever try to make your own pea soup out of peas. Now maybe you don't like peas. It is so delicious. It is really so good. And you mash up the peas, and you just put a little bit of milk or whatever. And that's another thing. Saints, I hope that you understand me. I'm just telling you out of my heart things I've learned. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But really, I think Brahms has the best milk. Well, because I'm telling you, read on the cap. Read on the cap what it says about it. Have you noticed that? It's about their cows. Read what it says. Because now, I don't know. There could be, I'm sure, other milks, but this is nothing we do not want to overindulge in, though. If most of the books I've read about, I mean, I have stacks of health books, probably 20 or 30. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I gave some away, but maybe 40. I don't know, I have stacks. But another thing, before I don't want to forget about, this is this talking about fruit in here, so I want to bring that, make sure I don't forget this. Number one fruit is blueberries. You know, sometimes if we feed ourselves so much on hamburgers and french fries, and we feed ourselves on milkshakes and ice cream, we never even discover some of these fruits. You know, how delicious they can be. Blueberries. Do you know that I think that's a 10-pound bag. Bag after bag of blueberries. Because you know what? I've read, and about all the health books agree, people talk about it. They say that blueberries are so good for you. They're the highest fruit in antioxidants, and especially the wild blueberries. And so I get the wild blueberries, the Dole wild blueberries, and I try to incorporate them in a drink. And lately I found out that you can mix it with your oatmeal. So I've mixed it with my oatmeal, and I don't need the butter, and I don't need the sugar. I just eat the blueberries and oatmeal. And they're wonderful. They fill you up, and they're wonderful tasting. They're so good for you. Or you can put blueberries with a little bit of banana and a little bit of skim milk and make it in a blender and drink that, and it's so good. It's so healthy for you. You feel so good. You know, I hate to see the saints feel sick. And this is why I'm saying these things, because it's a little touchy, I know, about when we're talking about our foods and stuff. But, you know, we don't want to see you sick. We don't want to see people sick. And, you know, there was a story. It's a little bit comical, but it's an old book. I have some old books. Grandma gave me some, too, but I have some really old books at home. And this one old book, The Saint Ministers, I mean, this probably was 100 years ago. I don't know. It's way back when. But anyway, but these ministers had been fasting all day for this brother that was so sick. He was having terrible stomach pain, and he was really sick. And so three or four ministers were fasting for him all day before they went to his house to pray for him. But when they got there, he was eating a whole chicken. I mean, I know it's kind of comical, but it's the truth. He was eating a whole chicken. And they sat there and watched him. And they just couldn't believe. They were so hungry. Because they had been fasting all day, and they could have ate some of that chicken with him, but they had done it for him. And they realized right then that his stomach trouble was his overeating. And when he got through, they just sat there and didn't say a word. They watched him, and he ate that whole chicken in front of him. And when he got done, he wiped off his mouth. He said, "Now, brethren, you can pray for me." And they said, "You know what? We're not going to pray for you." They said, "We're going home." They said, you have got to ask God to help you and forgive you for your overeating. And they said, "We have fasted all day, and you've ate enough chicken for all of us to have some." And they went home. Now, you might say, "Well, that sounds awful harsh." But I don't think so. I think that brother needed to get himself in line. His stomach trouble was his own fault because he was overindulging. Have you ever overindulged and you felt like, "Oh, I just can't eat tomorrow. I have ate so much. I'm sick of food. I don't want anything." Maybe Thanksgiving time or something. I don't know. Just sometimes humans do that. And you say, "Lord, if you'll just forgive me, tomorrow I won't eat. I don't even want to eat. I can fast." And you know what will happen? The next day you'll get hungry. Eventually you will. But you know, you just feel awful. You feel draggy and sleepy. And you know, you notice people when they overeat, like in the holidays and Thanksgiving, they eat a lot of food, and the next thing, everyone's sleeping. And I tell you what, because they're so drugged up from the food, you know, and the blood has left the brain to go to the stomach to digest the food, and so the head just gets so sleepy-headed, and they're just worn out. But think about what we're doing to ourselves. May the Lord help us. Sometimes, but God's going to help us. And you know, it says, "And for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions." But it said there that At the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. God put a blessing on them. And they thought they would be sickly, but they were opposite. They looked better than the other ones that was just eating all that meat and all that wine or whatever they were doing. They looked healthier. They felt better. You know, I want to go to heaven someday, but as long as I'm here, I want to feel good. And I want all of the saints to feel good, and it's in our control. Part of it's in our control. I know part of it, I mean, God could take us any way he wants to take us. I mean, he could take us in our sleep if he wants to take us. We don't have to die in agony. We don't have to die because we've abused ourselves. But let's not blame God if we're doing it to ourselves. It's not God's fault. God loves us. He gave us a wonderful body. Everyone started out with a perfect body. God gave us, as a baby we were born, God gave us a wonderful, healthy body. The Lord blessed us. There's some people that's not been fortunate that have been born unhealthy. There's people that's died. But normally speaking, God has created us, and we can do this. We can live right and eat right and do good for ourselves. I wrote this down. People will not believe the benefit of abstaining from certain foods and eating a spare diet, nor how much it contributes to the health of the body unless they try it. This was a trial that was made for 10 days. The natural effect of their temperance made a special blessing of God upon their lives. Do you not believe that God does put a special blessing when we obey him, when we're endeavoring to please him? It is not always easy. I'm thinking about sometimes it's not easy, maybe when someone has cream donuts there and they're all there and they're eating them in front of you, and you know they taste wonderful, and you deny yourself because you know it's not good for me. What could be good for me? And maybe you eat a little bit up, you say, Lord, just help me to have control. Help me to be temperate in this. You know, I really believe it says, and I don't have all the information. I wish we had more here tonight. Maybe we can have another study or maybe someone else will join in on this. But I think we could teach one another. I think there could be more teaching among the saints, that the saints could be more temperate. It's not so much that we say, don't drink pop, or don't do this, or don't. It's not do's and don'ts, but it's a way of life that God can teach us that, you know, that to be temperate in it. And, you know, and if sometimes that you know, you're somewhere and you, we have weddings and we have a piece of cake or something, just be temperate in it. Don't, you know, most of the time these frostings are made out of a lot of lard. So just eat a little bit of the cake and throw the lard away. Throw the frosting away, you know. Just watch the little things like that and take care of yourself, because you have only one life, and when that life is over, that's all you have. And if you want to live in pain for years because you've destroyed your body, because you've done wrong, then that would be awful, wouldn't it? But if we can just do the best we can, then God will help us. It's a proven fact. People, it says, and the people that, there's different diseases, but like, I know some people are born being a diabetic, but sometimes it's caused from the foods we eat. We cause it. So we need the Lord to help us, and I don't know all the particulars, but I know that they say that most diseases, a lot of diseases that Americans have, is because of diet. I was reading one where they said there was $200 million is spent by Americans, and I would be real careful how I say this, but I'll just say the digestive system, and you can kind of know what I'm talking about. $200 million they go spend to help that, when all they'd have to do is have more fiber, drink more water, and eat fruits and vegetables and eat right, and they would not plug up their systems, their body. But they spend all this money. People go to doctors and hospitals for drugs, And all the time, it's because they're not being temperate. They're not being temperate in the way they're taking care of themselves. And I, for one, you know, I know we teach divine healing, and we teach that, and I know we have a lot of controversial in the world and people in our families that are not with the saints. But I'm telling you what, this is kind of the way I look at it. If we would say that they never help nobody, that would be a false statement, because sometimes they do. Sometimes the doctors do help people. And we know that. But sometimes they kill them. And not just sometimes, many times. And if you study it out, millions of people have been killed because they got the wrong drug or they got the wrong operation. There's been even sometimes that they cut the wrong leg off. They have done terrible mistakes. They have left tools inside of people when operating on them. It's just terrible. And that, you know, I don't know how you feel, but I believe I know how most of you feel. Why would we want to go into the hands of a doctor? Why would we want to take a bunch of drugs? We teach about living free from sin, and drugs are just a legal medicine. A lot of it's just legal drugs. It's just something that a lot of them, they have to have prescriptions. I know in my family, like I have some family down south, and they take a lot of this drug medicine, I call it, but they have to have prescriptions for some of these drugs that drug addicts would like to get a hold of. And this is what they're taking for their ailments. How could saints do that? How could we honestly do that and be right? Taking drugs that drug addicts take, and just because a doctor prescribed it for me, that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right. So if we're not going to do that, if we're not going to go that route, then we better try to take care of ourselves. If we're not going to go that way, then we better ask the Lord to help us to do the very best we can with prayer. And we have seen evidence right now what has happened to Brother Michael. God answers prayer. And we know in our own lives, I don't know, but sometime if we feel inspired, I wish that maybe on a Wednesday night or something, it seems sometimes there's a little lull in the meeting or little, you know, and then we kind of warm up each other, our fire. But, you know, I wish sometime that we could testify about, you know, each one of us maybe or several of us could have a testimony of a divine healing that we have experienced in our life. Each one of us wouldn't have to take a long time and give everyone a chance to say a little bit. But, you know, wouldn't that be encouraging? I think we need to tell more what God has done. God has healed each one of, I mean, many of us here of many things. God does answer prayer. But let's not ask God to answer prayer over our abuse. You know, if we abuse our body and we just eat whatever we want to eat and then we are sick over it, let's not abuse ourselves and then ask God to help us. I mean, He will. He'll be merciful. Many times, though, He'll tell us what we should change, what we should do. And then we have to be willing. May the Lord help us. Let's see. Oh, yes, I did want to read this to kind of back this up. In Leviticus, I want to read over there. And I know this is the Old Testament. But, you know, a lot of the New Testament coincides or is fulfilled from the Old Testament, and it's still the Bible. And I believe that there's a principle in the Old Testament that can help us today. Even though Jesus died, and there's some changes, you know, because Christ died for us. But I don't believe it was just to do away with everything in the Old Testament, but it was to fulfill it, to make it something better for us. But and we're not under that same kind of law, and I thank God for that. I thank God that we're not. But at the same time, there's some principles. They said that the health nutritionists and people that have studied about nutrition, they said that if they'd went to the Bible, they would have learned long ago what they should have done, what they should have taught. in Leviticus, in the first, I wanted to get over here in the 7th chapter, in the 23rd verse, it says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat. And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but ye shall in no wise eat of it." Now I was thinking about, and it goes on, "For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast of which men offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people." But anyway, just talking about, you know, we hear so much, you know, fat's not good for you. And I know when you read labels, the main thing isn't high in fat, but the saturated fat is what is bad for your heart, is bad for your arteries. That saturated fat, that's what all, if you study out, if you read anything, that doctors write, they teach heart patients to stay away from saturated fat, to be careful with that. Then it goes on, it says, "Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood." Now myself, when I do eat meat, I like it done. I don't like rare steaks, and I've seen some people with rare steaks with the blood just coming out of it. Ugh. I just don't know how anyone would enjoy eating a bloody steak. I just don't. But anyway, for what it's worth, that the scripture there, I don't think it'd be good for you. I think if you're going to eat meat, you need to have it cooked good. And 11th chapter of Leviticus, it talks about the swine. And it says, "And the swine," the 7th verse, "though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you." And it was talking about that, and it goes on to talk about fish of the sea. It says, "These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever hath fins and scales, in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. Then it goes on to say, "Whatsoever," in the 12th verse, "whatsoever hath no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you." That would be such things as shrimp, lobster, a red lobster. And you know, why? Because it's a scavenger. Catfish, that's why you see all the time farm-raised catfish, because it's raised at a farm. That's why they say that. Because catfish that you just get out in the lake somewhere, they're scavengers. They eat anything. And when you eat that, you're eating what they ate. That's what you're putting in your body. That's why God taught that. So what was good for that then is good for us now. Now, particular, I don't really like the taste of catfish. I've ate it. Now, I know some of the saints in Louisiana, they made some catfish for the camp meeting, and it was delicious. I ate some of it. It was delicious. I don't really know where they got from. I prayed over it. I ate it. In fact, I had been fasting for 3 days, and I was really hungry. And I went in the kitchen, and they had that catfish there and coleslaw or whatever they had, and I thought, you know, I'm eating. I'm going to eat some. But you know what? What I'm trying to say, though, I've been some places where they serve catfish. I couldn't eat it. It just tastes awful. And I really believe that we need to be careful, but if it's this farm raised, then that's better, because then it's not raised out there. But if you study some of those things, that's because they're scavengers and things like that. And, you know, they're eating all kinds of things, and they're eating it. So there's some scriptures. I was going to say that according to the nutritional books that I've read, they take these scriptures and they say, well, what they're trying to say is these scriptures prove what they're teaching. See what I'm trying? They have found out, okay? They should have went to the Bible years ago. They have found out that pork is not really good for people. Because, now this is being plain here, pigs will eat anything. Just terrible. They eat. And there's some other things if you study about. It's just awful. And I know, like I said, you just have to pray about these things. I'm just about done here, I think. I'm trying to think if there's, I'm sure there's a lot more I could say, but I think we pretty got the, I did write down some things. I made a few copies. If you want, if I don't have enough, I can get you some more. But it's just, I'm sure there's a lot more that could be said about this. And there's a lot more I probably know that I'm not even saying, but I think basically this might help us. I have been so inspired because, I don't know, it's just like when you start investigating and when you start feeling the health benefits of these foods and abstaining from other foods and you find out how well you feel and how much better you feel, it's really exciting. It's exciting, you know, and I was reading this, you've heard the saying that says that, I almost laughed about it. One time I was at Hallmark and I picked up this card and it was talking about an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And it just kind of tickled me because I thought, well, that's what the saints need to hear about. They want to keep the doctors away. But you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You know, there's something about that. Do you know, I studied about the apple in some of these books I've read. I was so surprised. They said there was like so many minerals. It was amazing how much was in an apple. Just one apple. The benefits of health that was in that apple. So that's why there was that saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, because an apple is so good for you. It's good for your digestive system. Blueberries, I mean, I'm telling you, as a child or growing up, I'm sure I ate blueberries once in a while, but I really never discovered how wonderful, tasty they are. And not only good for you, but they're so tasty. They're so wonderful, you know. And they just make you feel so good when you eat them and know. And this is one thing I had read, and I wanted to make sure I shared that with you. This doctor said that a half a cup of blueberries a day could help you keep from cancer. One half cup. Now you say, oh, that might not be true. You could think that. But what if it is true? What if it is true that a half a cup, so I thought, oh, well, a half a cup, I'd take a cup of it. But you know what? If that is true, wouldn't that be a great benefit to us if we would consume blueberries every day? Just about every day I hardly ever miss having my blueberries. That's about the first thing after prayer I think about is my blueberries. You think it's funny, but it's true. I just love them. And I buy bags and bags of these frozen blueberries, and they're just delicious. I know I was telling my sister and my brother-in-law down south about these blueberries, and he said, you know what? That makes sense, because he said, I remember years ago that he said they had so many blueberries, they would go out and pick blueberries, and everybody would be consuming blueberries, and they'd make blueberry pie, they made blueberry cobbler, they always was eating these berries that they had picked out there in the wild. They had all kinds of blueberries and all kinds of fruit like that. And he said, you never heard of those people getting sick. They weren't sick. They felt wonderful. You just never heard of it like you do today. But, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Exodus. Go ahead and read that if you have it. Exodus. Okay, I have it if you want me to read it. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that wonderful? How, you know, I was just thinking one day, sometimes I don't really, you know, I mean, it's a simple thought really, but just think about it, okay, for a moment. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. But really, what you put in your body every day, that's what your body operates on. That's what your heart beats with. That's what, how you walk, you talk, you see. And everything is through, you know, what you consume. At the end of the day, you think, well, they say 5 fruits and vegetables a day is good, but they said, really, you should have 9. I thought, 9, that would be a lot to get into. But you know what? It's very easily possible. You know how it's possible? One thing is when you have a blender or you have a juice machine, which I have, and you can have the, a blender would do it too, you know, but you can, if you had soft fruits and stuff. But you could put, you know, I know a banana is a lot of sugar if you overdo it on bananas. Bananas are good in potassium, though. They're good for your heart. You could just have half a banana and some blueberry. You could cut up a little bit of apple in that or another fruit or strawberries. You could have 3 to 4 just in one drink in the morning, you know. You could have a salad and you could have all your 9 vegetables and fruits for that day. Just try it. Try it for 10 days and see how you feel. See if you feel better. See if you feel more energetic and, you know, see if it works. See if it makes you feel good. Let's see. I was wanting to mention this before I sit down. It won't take much longer, but oatmeal. Oatmeal is so good. And I think about lots of times children, they go for the Fruit Loops. the Cocoa Pebbles. And you know, you read the ingredients, just read the ingredients on these boxes, what the children are eating. They said a lot of little children are getting cancer nowadays because they're eating so terrible. But, you know, instead of feeding that, get the children to like oatmeal. Get them in a used to it now, you know. I was reading on the box even before I came here because I was trying to think about, well, it says right on the box, it's good for your heart. It's got 3 grams of soluble fiber in it. It says the recommended, no, it has 2 grams of soluble fiber in it, and that the recommended for our heart is 3. So you've got to, just in one serving, one half cup serving or what it is. Oatmeal is so good for you. Well, oh, I don't know. But try it. But, you know, do something different with it. You don't have to load it with 4 tablespoons of butter and a half a cup of sugar. You won't even taste the oatmeal. Get the oatmeal and mix it up with some blueberries. I heard that came from Rosie and Brother Philip. They mentioned that, and I thought, you know, I hadn't done that yet, so I tried it, and I love it. I had it this morning before I came to church. That was my breakfast. A half a cup of oatmeal and a half a cup of blueberries. It was satisfying me. It tasted wonderful. You know, try some of these things and see if you don't feel better. See if it doesn't work. Discipline ourselves. You know, we have to discipline ourselves and make ourselves do it to be healthy. Healthiness or a healthy person comes at a price. You know, the world, they go for the easy thing. Go through McDonald's. And you might see me go through McDonald's sometime, but I'm very selective if I have to go through there. There's not very much there you can eat that's really good for you. McDonald's wouldn't like me very much. But there are some things, you know, they have that little yogurt with the fruit, you know. They have salads, they have things sometimes you can get. But in lots of times, and if you do have to eat, you know, just anyway, the Lord can help you. I tell you what, people are just killing themselves going through these, eating these French fries, eating this stuff, and just, they don't eat healthy. They just eat all this stuff, they feed it to their children, and that's what their children are eating, and even the schools are finding out that the children need to eat better. And they're starting to have more nutrition at the schools and things. And it's just the poor children. But if you get the V8 juice, buy the low sodium. And that's another thing. It says limit high sodium or salty foods. That raises our blood pressure. You know, blood pressure causes strokes. You know, we don't want to have a stroke, but we have to work at it. We have to work at it. If we don't, we might have to pay the price if we don't. you know, we can go along for a while and all of a sudden something happens. And I know we're going to go to heaven someday, and I want to go there someday. But as long as we're alive, we want to feel good. We want, and God, believe God wants us to. Like the Sister Rosie, that scripture hit. Well, I'm just about done here. I wanted to mention carrots, carrot juice. And say, oh, that doesn't taste good. But it does. It doesn't taste bad. You don't have to drink a lot of it at one time. And you can mix it. You could take carrot juice and mix it with V8 juice and drink some of that, half and half, and drink a cup of it. You don't have to drink a whole lot. They it's a proven fact that it's good for your eyes, you know, carrots are. It also fights cancer, carrot juice, the carotenes in it and stuff. Oranges are better than orange juice. I used to drink a lot, like, tall glasses of orange juice. I kind of limit that now because I've found out and realized that the orange juice has so much sugar in it. If you read it, it, you know, just a little bit of it once in a while, but it would be better to peel the orange and eat the orange. It would be better for you to do that. I wrote down some things here. The good fats is olive oil and walnuts. Of course, the whole wheat bread, the pastas and all that. I drink plenty of pure water. When buying juice, make sure it is 100% juice. And always, and I'll leave these papers up here, I'm going to quit. But if anybody wants one, I just wrote down here, foods that are great for your health. To try to take these and incorporate it in your life. And lots of times, you know, like someone here might like blueberries, some might rather like apples. But whatever, you kind of choose three or four foods that you really like and then see if you can try to do better. I mean, I don't know how you're doing. I really don't. I just given the message because the Lord has blessed me with it, and I just wanted to share it. It's kind of like a little say. So pray for me. I need a lot of help, too.